start your daily Torah and Mishnah. Vav Iyar Tavshin Pei Daled, Rav Yeshua Jacobson.
Morning, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody's sure has noticed we've restarted Tachanun. So someone came over to me and they said, I didn't understand Goyim. Goyim, the missing out. I said, what are you talking about? He said, if a Goy knew, he's talking about back in Nissan. He said, if a Goy knew how geschmack it was not to say Tachanun every day, he'd be Megayer in a second. So, okay, that's one way to look at Tachanun, but in fact, you're supposed to get a lot out of it. I want to start with a little bit going back to the end of Pesach. I'm going to move into discussing the Omer. There was a very interesting common theme. I had conversations with people as Pesach ended, and the theme basically was, I'm exhausted. People were cleaning houses, moving furniture, whatever else. It was very interesting. I said, how was your Pesach? And a recurrent theme was, I'm a shmata. I'm finished. I don't know if anybody in the room can relate to this, but I could relate to it. And I thought, it can't be that people just saying the same thing over and over again, and this was by accident. There must be something going on here. So I came up with a chap idea, which could explain it, and then I told it to somebody in Tesco's in Cheatham Hill, and he brought me a riot from one of the poskim. So I was very pleased. It wasn't just my imagination. The idea was like this. We all know that the Yidden were being trained in Mitzrayim. It wasn't by chance that they were working so hard. The idea is you train in Mitzrayim, you serve Paro, so that you could come out and be prepared to serve Hashem. You're giving the wherewithal to be an Eved. Now we know we relive Yomim Tovim. It's not just they happened once in history and that's the end of it, but rather we relive them. So that means, I thought, that this is also a chelik of our preparation, us growing as Ovdei Hashem. How is that? Nothing better than experiential education. So it means if I talk about how hard the Yidden work, that's one thing. But if I actually love the, we're not working like the Yidden worked, but if I actually do something which is pushing myself to the point where people describing themselves as exhausted, so we're reliving in a small way, a bit like the Morer isn't quite the Mariris of Mitzrayim, but it somehow does the trick. The idea of cleaning for Pesach also does it, but it's more than just the cleaning. It's a job that a master is telling us to do, which we would never have dreamed of, in a million years. Sorry? I can't hear you. Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah, it's mamish. So who would dream of doing this? Someone would say to you, I don't want any trace of fruits in the house. I don't just mean any trace. I mean anything that a piece of fruit touched, I want you to get out of the house. I want you to scrub everything that fruit got near. Would say, it's a very nice request, but mehechitesi, like what do you want from me? So no, get started. Start cleaning this thing out of your house and change all of your pots, anything touched fruit. So it would say, what kind of job is it? But if he's your master and he tells you this is what you need to do, so there's no questions asked. So that's more or less, obviously the parallel is we're being told to do something we would never dream of doing. We only do it because the master tells us to. Hashem tells us to do this, and we do it. And we work hard, and everything gets done, but we would never dream of this. And when we're finished, then the master tells us and eats a giant cracker, and I said faster. And now to have some horseradish. These are not foods we choose to eat. It's not behavior we choose to do. Why are we doing it? Just because the master tells us this is what you have to do. All of that and the cleaning is all a chelik of becoming a vadim. So I said this over to someone. He said, you're mechavin to the Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Rokeach. Now he actually argues on the Rokeach, but the Rokeach says like this, one of the Rishonim, a person should not say, why is preparing for Pesach so difficult? He shouldn't say that. And he brings, it's quite strong language, so brace yourself. So the Rishalmi says, Rosh Amahu Oymer. Now this is being taken out of context. It's not exactly what it means, but this is how the Rekeach quotes it. Ma avoyde zeis lechem. The Rosh says, what's this avoyde to you? And the Rekeach says, Ma Torech zeh. If a person complains about the Torech of Pesach, he's saying that he's acting like a Rosh. Well, why Russia? What's so bad? It's hard work. So, in fact, he's saying that no, because you're trying to get out of some of the avoda of Pesach, some of the mitzvahs of Pesach. So, what's the mitzvah of moving dishes? The answer is yes. That's the master tells you to do this. You're learning how to be an eved. So, that is a chelik of Pesach. Now, it comes out in Nafkamina that even if you could magic away all of your chametz, and one example you can do this is you can stay in a hotel. So on one hand you're gaining, but on the other hand you're missing out on chelik of Pesach. So the tiredness, the exhaustion, I'm not saying anybody should cancel the holidays for next year, just an observation that according to this Rekeach, the idea of dodging the tircha is dodging a chelik of the mitzvah of Pesach. So the hard work we do is a way of showing our commitment to Hashem, and this is a very nice word, but whatever you do, don't repeat this to your wives. Yeah, you get yourselves into trouble, and I don't want anything to come back to me. So, moving on from Pesach into the Sfira period, which is the Sfiras Hayom is mentioned in this week's Parsha, it's very matim to speak about it. The many ideas which are brought is the Tameh HaMitzvah. No, we're not going to go into the Halakha today, but some of the Tamim, what are we doing when we count the Omer? The Meshech Chochma says, what's the whole idea of counting at all? Not Dafka counting the Omer, but what is counting? So he says counting is the idea of saying this thing, this item, this quantity, whatever it is special and distinct. And someone pointed out, even in English, not that we need rise from English, which is an interesting observation, we say in English, make it count. If you want to say make it count, what you mean is make this important, make this worthwhile, make this something choshev. So the idea of counting, going through the languages, this idea of giving importance to things. So we're doing something about showing chashivas. So I admit I'm going to start the first part of the shiur with ideas many of you have heard, and maybe even people spoke about yesterday and the day before and the day before. I don't listen to all the shiurim, so I don't know. I'm going to try to recap them quickly, not spend too much time, then move on to a third idea for the time of the mitzvah, which I found very powerful, and hopefully even the first two, you see some nuances that maybe you haven't heard before. So what are we doing when we count the Omer? So the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Shinvav says one of the most famous reasons. He says we're counting towards showing our excitement for Kabbalah Satorah. So we're growing from Pesach to Shavuos, we went to Mitzrayim, and why did we go to Mitzrayim? We didn't go out for a life of Hefgeris, not trying to be free from any responsibilities. On the contrary, we're trying to come out to receive the Torah, to fill our tafkid, so we're counting up to getting this precious gift of the Torah. Fine, that's pshat number one. Pshat number two, which you'll find in the Or Chaim, if you look it up there, again, it's famous, so apologize if everybody says, I've already heard this 10 times in the last 2 weeks, but the Or Chaim, in case you haven't heard it, says, it's like a kala preparing for a chuppah. Kala is like a kala, and what does a kala do to prepare? She has to count Zayin Nikiyim. Now, he points out, although it's referred to as nidus in many svarim, he says that's not the counting of a nidus, it's counting of a zava, but we'll just say, for the sake of discussion, she's a kala. So she's counting to prepare for Kabbalah Satura, and fine, but what are we counting? We're counting more and more tahara. We're getting more and more tahara in our lives, we're more and more prepared, more and more kedusha, as we get ready to receive the Torah. Now, why isn't 7 days enough? If it's Zayin Nikiyim, wasn't enough. So two reasons. One is because for the Klal Yisrael, for a nation, you need a bigger cleaning. That's what one parish I saw said. Another one was the Tomb of Mitzrayim was so intense, it makes Nidus and Zibus look like child's play. So get rid of this, you need something, you need a deep cleaning. You know, like these guys who put out the ads and said, we're not just going to clean your carpets, we'll do some super deluxe job to your carpets. I don't know what they're doing exactly, but there's a deeper cleaning. So Lahavdil, we're saying here as well, you have to get deeper cleaning to get out of Mitzrayim. And then finally, after all this counting, we're ready for the wedding on Har Sinai. Now, where's the tefillah? So I saw one sefer which said the tefillah, with she immerses herself in a mikvah, we immerse ourselves in Torah. And this is the Hashlama. Now we're ready to have Das Hashem, to be Shayach to Hashem, Dovak with Hashem. And that's the process which we're paralleling as we go from Shavuos to Pesach. From Pesach to Shavuos. So now, one other Nakuda which I hadn't caught, she says, people are bothered, why did we start counting the day after Pesach? Probably other answers to this, but he said, according to this Or Chaim, he explains, because you're not allowed to count a day which was Mixas, not Noki. You're counting Zayin Nikiyim. You have to start the Naki days when you're totally Naki. The day that you're leaving Mitzrayim, you weren't totally Naki. You were still coming out of Mitzrayim. So it doesn't make sense to start counting on day one. You have to wait till the next day, which is a Naki day. So, right. That's a second shot. This is not. You're right. It's the two pshatim, two independent pshatim, but the tameh mitzvah. They're not trying to overlap. You could probably find a way to overlap them, but I'm not saying them as one pshat.
Beyond Israel, no.
Sorry?
Israel, the where we have.
Okay. I think they're counting the same days as us, though. No. But for us, the second Yom Tov. But we know Kim Sveik. Right. Okay. Now this fits also with the Pshatim, with the Pasuk says, Sefartim Lechem, you're counting for yourselves. What's the Chem about it? Why are we doing it for us, for ourselves? One is because we're going to receive the Torah, and the other is because we're getting rid of our Tumah. Either way, the benefit is for us. Hashem doesn't need the counting. He doesn't need any of the mitzvahs, but the Pasuk says it's for you. What's for you? Getting rid of Tumah, you're getting closer to Torah. Now the famous Kasha, again, mentioned in the Chinuch, is... according to the second shot, we understand why we're counting the way we are, day one, day two, day three, day four. It's a progression. Because we're getting more excited. There's more and more tumor we're throwing off. I got more clean, more clean, more clean. But if you're counting towards the present of receiving the Torah, so then ask the chinuch, you count down. You're getting more and more excited. Like girls in town make the friends a countdown calendar to the chuppah. They don't make a count up calendar. I've waited one day. I've waited 2 days. I've waited 3 days. No, they know something exciting is happening. Then you count down. So a classic answer to this is that we're not just counting passing of time towards the present. We're acquiring more and more kalim to be the kind of people who are suited to Kabbalah Satura. So it's a series of acquisitions. Every day we're getting more and more and more. And at the end, it'd be like someone says, I'm going to give you £1,000,000. The way I'm going to give it to you is £10,000 a day. So every day you're excited. Another day you look in your bank account, another 10,000 came, another 10,000 came. Eventually you get to £1,000,000. So it's building and building. A bit like I was once in the Rockefeller Center in New York. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's a very, very high building. And you go into a lift, and the excitement was, as a young person, you push the buttons, and you see numbers on a lift that you've never seen before. You know, you're used to 5th floor, 6th floor, 10th floor, 12th floor, and the numbers keep going and keep going and keep going. So part of the excitement is not just the view from the top, which is quite a view, but as a child, the excitement is, what kind of a lift is it? What kind of a progression are we going through? So excitement comes from getting building and building and building on what you have before. Okay, so those were the two pshatim, which I imagine many people have heard, maybe have been said here from the same shtender. Now we're going to move to something a bit more dynamic, a new idea, which I think is very powerful. Everything until now was about the journey from Pesach to Shavuos, but this is an idea which really you could take with you out of the Sfira period. The idea should go with you into the whole year. It happens to be we work on it during the Sfira period. I'm not trying to say this is going to replace the other Pshatim. The other Pshatim were said by Rishonim, but this is another aspect to Sfira Omer. And this is an idea from Shimshon Pinkus. He asks a very interesting question. Now it's going to take a minute to absorb this question, because you're going to say, like, I don't understand the question so well, maybe, but bear with me and I'll try to bring out how the question makes sense. He says, what is the unit that we're using to count? Bit of a funny question. Well, the obvious answer is that we're using days and weeks, depending on what's going on. That's the unit. So he says, but wait a minute. If Hashem told you to use this unit to count, that tells you something about that this is an important unit to Hashem. Hashem wants you to use this unit. Right? Lahavdil, if I'd say, someone says, let's count in dollars, so you know he's an American. Let's count in pounds, you know he's English. Whatever, counts in yen, you know he's Japanese. So if Hashem is telling you, count in days, that means this is Hashem's currency. This is something important to Hashem. Now, we're so used to the mitzvah, we don't understand what's plan B. What else could we have counted? What else could we have used as our progression from Pesach to Shavuos that we say, didn't have to be days. Well, what else could it be? So I'm going to try to explain what else it could have been. So we said, one of the journeys is towards Kabbalah Satura. So now, you're counting days towards Kabbalah Satura. What could you have counted? Lamashal, you could have counted a certain piece of Torah that you learned. Every day you're going to do a Daf Gemara. Every day you're going to do an Aliyah in the Chumash. So you say, I'm preparing for the Torah. I'm going to show you, Hashem, how excited I am to receive the Torah. Every day I did another Daf. I did another Perek of Mishnayos. So I'm building. I'm not counting days. I'm counting Torah because I'm excited about Torah. Or let's say you want to say you're a devoted Eved to Hashem. Hashem, I've got a list of mitzvahs. Today I made a Kabbalah on myself to do this mitzvah, and I did this mitzvah. Or if you want to make it more in line with things you've seen before, printed in the Siddurim of the Midas, the Sifrei Kabbalah, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, whatever. So you say, I'm working on this Midah. I've developed this Midah. So I'm counting. I'm not counting in the sense that we're used to counting being numbers, but I've got a progression of, I'm acquiring more and more of what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get Torah. I'm trying to get rid of my Tumah. So count the things that you're trying to acquire. What does numbers of days have to do with it? So if a person would say, Today, I worked on chesed, and I did such and such an act of chesed. Now, we'll see what the big advantage to this counting is, and why it's a chiddush what we do. Let's say there's another one, the Balei Musar. What do they say? You're supposed to count, you're supposed to develop the Memches Kinyanei HaTorah. So it's a very easy list. Open up the Mishnayos. Today, I'm working on the seventh of the Kinyanei HaTorah. Why? Because I'm supposed to develop myself for Torah. So if Hashem says to count the days, we have to ask why. Now, to strengthen this question, to show why counting days is not at all intuitively what we would have thought to count, when you count, you just finished, I have a feeling that I don't really know what I just accomplished. Maybe I'm not chacham enough. I say today was the seventh day of the Omer, and I'm sort of left with this feeling like, what did I just do? Okay, I did the mitzvah. Obviously, the first things you do the mitzvah, as Hashem says. We spoke about listening to the master. The master tells you to do something. You don't ask any questions. We spoke about that. But so is that all it is? I'm just counting something because he told me to say this. And if he would have told me to say today is Tuesday, would it have the same results? Imagine you bump into your friend, you say, what's today? He says it's Tuesday. Or you go into the bank and you ask the bank teller, what's the date? He says the 14th of May. Do you have any sense, any feeling that anything profound has just happened? I would say what you feel is that you've just stated a simple fact. It's just a simple fact. This is the date, this is the number, whatever the day of the week. But what happened? We don't necessarily know what happened. Now compare this with my other suggestions, which was to say that we're going to mention from one of the midas. So if a person would say, today I was Shomea v'Moisef. So we say, you know what you did. You heard Kiddush from someone, and you added a shtickle Torah on it. So you have something in your hand, something quantifiable that you did. Or if you say, today I was Oyev Esetai Chochos. So somebody's told you off, and you were makabel it. So you say, I feel an improvement. I feel I'm growing. But what in the world is going on when we're counting days that's not just stating the obvious? There's nothing necessarily noteworthy about it. And more than that, the days, so state a date, seemingly it's just the background, like the background noise. We don't even notice it. You know these calendars they have printed, this is the such and such week of the year. You ever seen those? I don't know who needs those. But they print it in a lot of calendars. Somebody out there cares about it, but not us. Maybe there's one person in the room who cares, so I don't mean to offend you. But the point is that there's certain facts, the details of time, that are just, they just wash over us. We'd look at it and we'd say, it must be of interest to somebody else. I'll say it if you want me to, but Hashem, I don't get it. So imagine, now just also, we're saying days is important, but go back to the Kala's calendar. Imagine her friends are really, really excited for her. So they don't just make her a calendar of counting days, they say, let's count days and nights. So she doesn't have a day calendar, it's black, white, black, white, black, white. She's supposed to tick it off with a white heart for this one and a red heart for that one. However she goes, the Kala is counting days and nights. She's not counting days. So would we say, it's a faulty calendar, girls? No, you want to count in half days, count in half days. Or you get in the lift in the Rockefeller Center. So you're going up, and I think it's true, I've been in lifts. They're so fast, they don't count the floor. They count every five floors. So we say, it's a broken lift, it doesn't work. No, we say, the designers just realized to make the numbers flip over that fast, you know, you'll get dizzy. They want you to, you don't want anybody to fall over in the lift. So they made a different system. So, okay, we're going to count days, but we have to count every day. Well, okay, we count weeks, maskim. But the whole idea of that if these days are being counted, there's something significant to it being days, and the one after one is also has to be significant as well. So, but the problem is we feel it's just a convention. Let's say I would say we feel. I mean, that's how it would appear to us. It seems it's just a convention of how you count things, nothing important going on. And now consider the bracha. You're standing there in MH, and you make the bracha, and if you'd be making a bracha on lulav or matzah, you say the bracha, and then you shake the lulav. You say the bracha, you eat the matzah. So there's a connection to, I've said a bracha on something I've just done right now. It's a direct correlation. But you stand up and say the bracha in Sefer Soomer, what happens? You happen to daven at the 10:30 or 10:40 Mariv in MH. You could have chosen 10:20, could have chosen 11 o'clock. You pick this one because it fits your schedule. You come in and you say, today is 6 days of the Omer. Now, wait a minute. It's that moment of 6 days. It was already the Omer, the 6 day for 3 hours earlier. And it's still going to be the Omer for another 21 hours. This time is the Omer. You just pulled it out of a hat. So where do we see a connection between the bracha and a chalois, if you want to call it, that now this is that day of the Omer? And frankly, when we say it, if we say this is the sixth day, I don't know, that I don't feel that it's so different than the fifth day or the seventh day. There's nothing about day six that I feel I'm experiencing day six. I hold a lulav, I know I'm holding a lulav and not a cucumber. I take a matzah, I know I'm not eating a slice of pizza. So I know what I'm doing, I know what I have. But if I say today is day six, and it could have been five, and frankly, if this would have been, if I'd say today is the sixth day of the Omer, does it feel different than Tammuz or Shvat? What about this day makes this day anything distinctly the sixth day of the Omer? So, okay, I grant you the weather's better. Okay, but aside from that, you don't experience day six. So what is going on when we're counting the days of the Omer? So far, I hope I've provided enough questions that we can say there's something reasonable to ask here. It's not just the obvious thing, we're counting days of the Omer. I've given you, I hope, enough information to consider that we need an answer to this. So Rav Shimshon Pinchas says, the answer lies in something. Why we're counting days is because we can't understand it, because it's something so obvious that we overlook it. In other words, we're counting something which it seems a mystery to us. What's going on over here? It's just a given. Of course we have days. Well, we can't picture a world without days, one day after the other. That is the world we live in. That has our experienced life. The result is, when you experience something as just being the flow of life, you lose an appreciation for it. Until, chas v'sholom, it suddenly is in jeopardy. If the doctor comes in and says to someone, Plony has 2 days to live, suddenly those 2 days become incredibly, incredibly important to him, to his family. I heard a story recently which was very much like this. Not so long ago, some doctors came in and told the family, we expect your relative to live for 4 more hours. Well, those 4 hours, I'm sure, were action-packed. When people get news like that, so whatever else you're doing, you drop, and you rush to take care of whatever 4 hours will allow you. It turns out that the doctors were wrong, Baruch Hashem, but for the people, those hours were unforgettable. They could probably tell you, we did this, and this, and this, and this, and the end didn't turn out to be necessary, but every minute, every part of those hours became precious. So what we're really doing when we count days is counting the unbelievable value of time, the power of a day. And the way Shimshon Pinchas puts it is every day is an opportunity, is a unit, to bring out Kavod Shemayim. If this is Hashem's currency, it means I'm giving you something to bring out Kavod Shemayim. It's not a day to go fishing. I mean, I like fishing, but that's not what Hashem gave it to you for. He gave it to you to bring out Kavod Shemayim. That's the unit that he's granting you. Now you'll say, some things take a long time, and that's true. Yeah, I don't know, building a city, it doesn't happen in a day, it takes years and years, it takes maybe decades. So, but we do see, even in the Goyish history, that sometimes the world changes in a day. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, it was one day, it was probably a few hours, the world changed. When the Americans bombed Hiroshima, one day, the world changed. When the wall in Berlin fell, 9/11, or recently, October 7th. This was one day in which the whole landscape of life was altered by a single day. Now, these days, are the dates in these events that I've just mentioned, not so important. What was 9/11? Just a day in September. But the fact that a day can be so powerful is eye-opening, and lahavdil, in Yiddish matters, a day is also very important. We find that the day of Matan Torah, the day that Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, the day of the Chet HaEgel, these were days that affected everything in life forever. And that is what the sphere of counting says, Shimshon Pinchas, as I understand him, is the idea we're supposed to be bringing out. When we count today, we're saying every day has an unbelievable potential. Now, you'll say to me, okay, but a lot of days are just gray days in Manchester. I didn't look out the weather. I did. It was gray as I came. It's a gray, rainy day in Manchester. This is one of those days. We counted the Omer now. What's the greatness? I just feel like I had a coffee, came to see you start the day. I'm going to go to my work after this, or go to wherever I'm going to go. It's just a day. So the point of the Omer is, no, this day is also one of those days. It's not a different day. You don't have to wait for these dramatic days, Matan Torah, the day of Matan Torah. This is one of those days. Count this day. It's a day to bring out Kavod Shemayim. How do you do that? You're going to bump into probably everybody in the room, 5 people today. You're going to have a chat with them, or you're going to speak to them on the phone. That is the opportunity in that day to bring out Kavod Shemayim. When you walk the halls of MH, or you drive home, you've got moments. In those moments, it'll be, what will you think about? Will you think about how you're jealous about somebody else? Will you think about how somebody nice, somebody something beautiful chesed for you? What will you say to people? How will you say it? All of these things can happen on a gray day in Manchester, and all of these days are the days that we have to decide, are we going to bring out Kavod Shemayim? And the Omer counting is meant to bring out this Nakuda. We only have 120 years worth of days, and we're not going to get a second more. Because there's so many of them, we sometimes lose the plot. Rav Chatzkel says, and I've quoted it here before, but I think it's a very powerful idea, he says, what is godless? He says, godless is using a moment to its fullest. So who's a gadol? A gadol is a person who does it consistently. But the beautiful thing about this vort is that means we're all shaykh to godless. There's nobody in the room who can say, well, yesterday I wasn't a gadol, so today what a shaykh do I have to godless? It's not true. Every second of every day you can choose to plug into the system. I'm going to be a gadol in this moment. And if we get better and better at doing that regularly, whatever is called better and better for ourselves, that gives us all shaykhs to godless. Now, the reason why this is so important to have the sphere of fighting on our side, the Zohar points out, not that I know Zohar, I just heard it quoted somewhere else, that we live in a huge illusion. So Zohar says, Tachazi barnash, azu bahai alma, v'choshiv dilehu. A man goes in the world, and he thinks the world is his. This is my place. I'm settled here. But tadir, he'll be here forever. V'yishtayr, v'gaved ledari darin. He'll be here forever. He's never going to die. Someone told me a goy actually said this explicitly. I don't know, a Yiddish book quoting a goyish person who said, I actually thought until I was in the hospital in the last week of my life, that I thought I would live forever. Somehow I was going to escape Misa, the goy said. We found out a bit late. So luckily, we're getting a lot of emes earlier on. But that's the Yetzer Hara's trick for all of us. He thinks you've got a lifetime offer here. Just forever. You're going to be here forever. But this is, the Gaon says, this is one of the most powerful tricks of the Yetzer Hara. Why? We think the Yetzer Hara's business is Averis. He profits, he goes home and he counts his Avera cards. This was a good day. Says the Gaon, as I heard quoted, I haven't seen inside, but he says no. He's much more interested, his Hatzlocha comes much more in wasting people's time, people not reaching their potential. And if you think about it, one reason is, when it comes to Averas, the radar catches it sometimes. We pick up on the Averas and we say, that's not for us. I'm an Erlich person, it's not who I am, I'm staying away. But when it comes to wasting potential of time, even if you're learning, but let's say you're learning half-heartedly, or you're checking your phone or something else, you say, I'm learning in the base medrash. But the idea of wasting time, we often happily join in. The Yetzer Hara has a field day. This is a Yom Tov for the Yetzer Hara, because you don't even pick up on what he's doing. Like they say, that one of the big fears in modern warfare is they're going to knock out the radar. So they knock out the radar, you don't even know when the enemy's coming. So in the same way, the Yetzer Hara is knocking out the radar. We don't even pick up that he's challenging us. So the Omer is meant to be mechazek. No, time is valuable. Make use of all of it. And I thought it's very interesting, my own observation, the Omer includes a bit of everything in life. You have times which are mini avelis. It's not mamash avelis, but the days of avelis over Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. You have days which are Yom Tov. You have days which are Rosh Chodesh. You have Mei Agbola. You have days which are not particularly much. You know, nothing so much defining them. Then you have days with blaring music. You have Lag BaOmer. You have days where it's also. It's like all the different flavors of life, and the Omer counting is going on day after day. That means life is about all of these days. It's a mini life. Count this day and this day and this day. Don't wait for the big exciting days. Don't wait for the day when you're making a chasa. Don't wait for the bar mitzvah. Don't wait for the nachas from the grandchild. Whatever. That is true. It's a part of life. But there are a lot of other days. And count every day. So just in conclusion, so Rav Shimon Pinchas is saying, it's not just like saying today is a Monday. This is another day in our life, another day to bring out Kavod Shemayim, another day to live with life challenges, the bad drivers, the guys who honk too much, the people who, when you lose your keys, or the child who's disappointed, what are you going to say to them? These are all the challenges we can try to bring out Kavod Shemayim. It points us to look at a day and time as a gift and a chance to serve Hashem. We should all be zeicha to use each day to its potential and bring the grace. Be a skilled tzaddik and whoever you may know. Yeah.